KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's also known as Behavioral Health Month. And we have some guests that are going to talk about some things happening in association with this month in our community. First, I'd like to welcome from South Central Foundation, Christine Reddick. She's the operations manager of the Behavioral Services Division. That's a mouthful. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And Danielle Giroux joins us. She's an intern at Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in the Behavioral Health Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And our pal Richard Perry, public relations specialist from South Central Foundation.
Good morning, Danny.
So let's start out, Richard, maybe talk about kind of an overview, because there's a collaboration between Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and South Central Foundation this month, and there's kind of a special theme, right?
Right, right. So May is Mental Health Month, and we have an event coming up that's called Healthy Minds, Healthy Bodies. It's a nice event where we have several offerings of events, lunch and learn, and several other things. And we're also promoting and sharing information about Behavior Health Month. You know, Behavior Health Month is something everyone should care about. When you think about heart disease or diabetes or anything like that, you don't wait to talk to your primary care provider. And Behavior Health Month should be pretty much the same way. And this is an opportunity to talk more about behavior health and what SCF and ANTHC has to offer.
Now, I realize that you're not a psychologist, but I think it's interesting that we think about the analogy you make. And then before we went on the air, you said something about, like, if you broke your arm, you don't wait to see if I should do something
right
about it. But somehow, you know, we as a society have these stigmas about behavioral health and about mental health too. And I think that goes a long way. As far as what you folks are doing is and creating the awareness that this is okay, this is normal, this stuff happens, you know,
right,
and that there are remediations.
Well, we're integrating care so that when you go to your primary care provider, that you also have that ability to talk to a behavioral health consultant, and that immediate access into behavioral health services comes earlier rather than later, just like if you broke your arm.
Right.
A ton of events actually coming up associated with this month. Who wants to talk about them?
Jump in, Tony.
I guess I'll talk about it.
Okay.
I guess the next event that's coming up is we have some Lunch and Learn events that are happening at the ANTHC Consortium Building. And our first Lunch and Learn event is going to be this Wednesday, and it's a Healthy Hands event, and it's on relieving tension headaches with some body energy work. And then next week we have a Healthy Relationships Lunch and Learn. And then we're also going to be having on the 28th a wellness walk, and that's going to start at the South Central Heritage Building, and that's going to culminate with a Dinner Makes a Difference family wellness night.
Okay. And are all the events for everybody, for the general public, or is there a particular population that we're looking to make connection with?
The events are all open to the public, and as you may not know, South Central Foundation serves primarily Alaska Natives and American Indians, but we also have many programs that serve the community. And there's a couple of our behavioral health programs. We have a Four Directions Outpatient Treatment Center that's a substance use and co-occurring mental disorders clinic. We also have the Fireweed Behavioral Health Clinic, which serves adults and children in the population.
I found it interesting that how long has South Central Foundation been doing the art therapy?
A couple of years now. It's a learning circle, and what we used to call group therapy, we're calling a learning circle now. South Central has a philosophy of, through storytelling and sharing, that we can better get to the end goal. So through our learning circles, art therapy is one of our most popular learning circles. We also have positive parenting. We have couples therapies. We have a lot of different phases of different types for all ages, from children all the way up to adulthood.
And next week, the mental health first aid event that happens at the Fireweed Building, what's the agenda there? For the mental health first aid on May 27th at the SCF Fireweed Building.
Oh, for the mental health first aid. That's offered by one of the trainers at ANTHC, and that's also open to the public. And that's sort of, I think, how to be aware of the first signs or of different mental health concerns.
And is that for individuals or for healthcare providers?
I think that's for individuals. It's for the general public.
Okay. And what else is going on for awareness?
Sure. So there's always ongoing training at SCF, and some of the things that we have periodically is the ASSIST training, which is Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. And this is a training for caregivers to build skills in preventing the immediate risk of suicide. And that's more for people who are case managers or work in the social work field. And then there's Safe Talk, and that's a four-hour training to help identify people with thoughts of suicide and to help move beyond the common tendencies and apply these steps that they call TALK, which is tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. These are some of the things that are offered at SCF, and they're all behavioral health-centered, of course. And it's mostly about trying to treat the whole person, the mental health, their physical health, and make sure that we're offering holistic services for a whole person.
Hence, we have the mental health component along with relaxation, stress reduction, and the various therapies. I think a lot of times we tend to want to pathologize so many different things. When we talk about mental health, you know, there's a huge spectrum on. Are we saying with it we have a deficit in the area of mental health? But we're not necessarily talking about any illness or anything with some etiology or with some pathology, but just how important it is. And I think that's a good point you make, Richard, for the holistic, for the overall wellness of the individual, how important mental health is. How important is training in the field to have professionals be able to discuss behavioral health and mental health issues with clients?
Well, South Central has a range of trained individuals. So on the primary care side, of course, we're the medical services division, and then the behavioral health as a master's level therapist. And they do additional training. In fact, we are concentrating on a huge amount of training in order to touch those other bases of the population and different therapies in so that they can be treated in different ways. But our population, we really try and meet the people where they are. You know, they can come in for services. It's voluntary. We try and make them very comfortable.
How important is it for individuals to really embrace taking care of themselves? I mean, that's we always think about, you know, putting everybody else first, or some of us do. It sort of gets ingrained a lot of times. You know, as we're socialized to think of always making sure that everybody else is taken care of, and then we neglect ourselves, and that can lead to some big problems.
We really do encourage everybody to, you know, when we do see our primary care provider, if you have a cold, then they're really going to expand on, well, how are you feeling? You know, how are things going? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you, you know, you might start talking that you have a bad dream, or, you know, you have constantly kind of rethinking an event or something that happened in the past, and that will lead directly into seeing your behavioral health consultant. And every division, every department in our medical services has a BHC on for whatever shifts are happening.
And what's a BHC?
A behavioral health consultant. Okay. And that's a master's level therapist that is in the primary care environment. In addition to having our behavioral health services, the Fireweed Clinic and the PCC Behavioral Health, we have residential programs that if, you know, there's a problem, we have kids residential programs. There's a lot of different avenues after. So you might just need to have a talk at that moment and be able to have a presenting problem. You have an brief intervention, and you might be able to, you know, walk away and feel very good. Or maybe you just need case management. So that behavioral health consultant is going to be the easy access into services. That brief intervention, just talking back and forth. You might be very, very upset that day and just need a housing form. You can't get through a housing form, but you really, everything's falling apart due to the fact that you can't get housing. So we're going to help with those things. We have case managers. We have community case managers that are going out into the community. They go into the schools and advocate for the kids in the schools. They go and sit with you, court accompaniment. There's so many different programs that we have that will help. And having that behavioral health consultant right in the primary care provider's offices is that direct and immediate access into services.
Okay, wonderful. And you, Christine, you really reinforced the discussion about the holistic approach when you talk about, you know, having a cold and how we can somatize those things when it comes to, you know, our own mental health and how we're thinking and how we're feeling and how we're behaving and how connected those three domains are. And with that, I guess our time's all up here. So how about a website and a phone number for people who can get some more information about finding out more about SCF and ANTHC, what they're doing for Behavioral Health Month?
You can get more information at www.southcentralfoundation.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Christine, Danielle, and Richard. Thanks for joining us today on Morning Line. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536. Or you can come see us in the Natuk Nonprofit Center at 3600 San Geronimo Drive in Anchorage. Coming up next, National Native News.